You say, "God damn!" I thought that was a signal that all rules are out the window.
No,
like the FCC isn't listening.
No, and hopefully I caught that, and hopefully you don't have to be suspended now.
Why?
For saying that.
Oh no.
Hopefully it didn't go out over the air. If it went out over the air, you've got to be suspended.
Oh no, that's the rules?
Yes, that's the rules.
Can I take his place?
Wait, well, you got to ask if it went over the air.
Oh, we'll find out later, I guess.
Well, don't, did not even
I told you ahead of time. You even asked me if you could say that before the show started, and I told you no.
I couldn't believe you said, "God damn." Wait, I've cursed and you've been hitting the button.
Sometimes I hit the button in time, sometimes I don't.
Well, let's hear if he went out. Aren't you curious?
Why don't we just get on with the show?
Okay. So I'm going to have a week off?
That was the segment from January 2004. The next segment is from April 2000, approximately a year before Andy's midlife crisis began. And this was when I discovered the special narcotic ability that the 7-second delay outro theme has on Andy Breckman.
Hey, I took my son out looking at colleges today.
Oh, yeah. Where's he going to go?
Well, he's deciding.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that he wants to go to college at all.
Well, he's taking after his mother.
After your career.
That's right. Take after your mom, not your dad. We have that in big, big letters door.
What were your first thoughts when you got to Boston University?
Well, my roommate was into Mott the Hoople and was wearing platform shoes and had already, the first thing he'd done when he unpacked was put up glitter Mott the Hoople posters. And he was wearing platform shoes.
People are making movies about people like that now.
Yes. People are making movies and about people like that now. Exactly. So I was...
You didn't want to be in the movie.
I did not want to be in his miniseries. No. So from the word go, my experience at college could not have been worse.
So what's your advice to Josh?
My advice to Josh is no matter what advice I give him, do the opposite. And believe me, he'll follow that advice.
Oh, that's good advice.
No, we know he'll do great, and he's... but that's really something to walk around colleges with your kid. As I was walking around, I was wishing something amusing would happen because I knew I was doing my radio show later. But unfortunately, Josh, was there anything funny that happened at all? No. Something funny almost happened. Oh, thank God. Sweeter
just
music was never heard.
A little
the angels in heaven singing.
A little practical joke.
Sending us, "We will deliver you from evil." Oh, I love that music. No, no, no. Why are you doing that? That is so cruel. Oh, I thought it was over.
No, no, I heard something in my headphones. I was trying to figure out what it was.
Oh, I was almost crying for joy.
No, in fact, that clock is fast. We actually have another 8 minutes left.
It's like someone on the mast yelling, "Land ho," after 18 months at sea. Oh, land ho! It's over. We have found the new world.
Ken. No, not quite, not yet.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear the whole theme. It's a great theme. This is John Barry's James Bond theme. You know, we usually just play portions of it, but I think this week we're going to let you enjoy the whole long version. How long is this theme song?
It's almost 2 minutes.
There are so many nuances. I think we should hear it two or three times. Do we really have a call?
The next clip, our last one, is from May 1997. This was part of the 4-Minute Discard show where we dedicated 4 minutes each to 15 really crappy ideas, and this was the idea of giving listeners nicknames.
How about we'll give you a nickname? If you've never had a nickname, or if you have a nickname that you hate, give us a call, and we will officially give you another nickname. 201-678-7743. Hey, you know what? You know how to kick this segment off? Let's get Stork on the air, and he can tell us about his nickname.
What is his nickname?
I think his nickname is Phil. Hey, Stork, come on the... Wait, is this a genuine call? We'll get Stork later.
Maybe it's about nicknames. Let's
maybe
see.
Stork... I don't know if Stork hates his nickname or likes it. Hi, you're on the air.
He likes it.
Hey.
Hey, what's your nickname?
I don't have a nickname. I need one.
Okay.
But not Stork.
Are you tall?
Yeah, I'm really tall.
Let's call him Shorty.
I'm kind of lanky.
Are you into irony?
Irony?
Yeah, like...
Let's call him Shorty.
Yeah.
Shorty. Hi, Shorty.
May I suggest, let's call him Irony, because he's really into irony.
Hey, that's pretty
good. Wouldn't that make sense?
I called. I missed the topic I wanted.
What was the topic? You wanted to dance with Fifi.
No, I wanted to, places to hide things, your condoms.
Okay, oh, sure. Where do you want to hide them?
What's your favorite hiding place, Shorty?
My tookus. Well, it's not my favorite hiding place, but it's a good one.
It works.
Yeah. Nobody find anything there.
Right, especially on a guy like you, Shorty.
Except for at the Millennium Party, where it might be discovered.
Right, you're right.
Okay, thanks for calling, Shorty. Hey,
it's working like a charm.
This is working like a charm. Hey, you know what? Our second caller, let's call him Tui, because he'll be our second caller. Number two.
No.
Yeah, that'll be. Or Deucey. Yeah, because it's number two. Yeah, that'll be funny.
No.
That'll be a good nickname for him.
Oh, that's terrible. Deucey.
Well, now no one will call because
we've already given them a bad nickname. We've got so many more nicknames.
Yeah.
This is a great idea.
Okay. If you have a nickname you...
2 minutes to go to give
If you have a nickname you hate, or if you want a nickname, give us a call.
Well, I think that's what you're best at, giving nicknames.
And we'll saddle you with another nickname. Hi. Hi, would you like a new nickname?
No, it's not my nickname.
Go ahead.
Somebody else, when I was a kid, they had a fantastic nickname.
What was it?
I'm not kidding. It's really true.
Go ahead.
His nickname was Buttock.
Buttock.
I mean it. And his brother's nickname was Stodge.
Stodge.
Stodge, that's good.
Now, how about you, caller? Do you have a nickname?
No, I don't.
What is your name?
Well, I wouldn't really want to disclose that.
What is your first name?
All right, it's Judy.
Judy.
Yeah.
Do you look like a horse?
Very much.
Well, then, how about Trigger?
That's not bad.
Hey, it's our pleasure. Thanks, Trigger.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye, Trigger.
I took a shot in the dark. Do you look like a horse?
That was very good.
It was a long shot, but I'm glad it worked out. 201-678-7743. We have one more minute to give you a new nickname.
We could probably give away two nicknames in the next
Sure, we're going
50
great.
Seconds.
We're on a real roll. If Stork doesn't want his nickname, you can have Stork.
This is almost, this is not just a 4-minute idea. This is like
an
8-minute.
That is the kindest thing you've ever said to me. It's a 6-minute idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't say 8 minutes. It's not an 8-minute idea.
It's no hiding place. That was a triumph.
No. Oh, yeah. No, that maybe was an 8-minute idea.
Okay, we are looking for people to call 201-678-7743.
But we only have 30 seconds left.
Okay, we will give you a new nickname. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, I need a nickname.
Sure. Do you have a pulse phone or a tone phone?
Tone phone.
How about the tone phone?
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks for calling, tone phone. Listen, I want to thank everyone that called in our last segment. Tone Phone, Trigger, and Shorty. What a great bunch of guys.
And that was the second clip show of 7 Second Delay. We will not be back at the UCB Theater next week, July 11th. We will return there on July 25th. Next week, I believe it's a new detention episode. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Lamine.
Looking through the night, looking. ses orbites. Oui, il rayonnait avec chaleur. Son proton exprimait la moindre ardeur ni compassion. Et malgré tout, ils auraient pu conférer à la figure de cette poupée un soyons gentils. Disons à la figure de ce garçon un air charmeur et avenant. Si l'artisan de cet enfant Cervel n'avait pas exercé une pression contre nature en ses zones supérieures pour laisser libre cours au fantasme sacré du merdique du garçon pour lequel ce. Ce mannequin, pour parler franchement, semble se prendre.
Good evening and welcome, and thank you for tuning in to WFMU. My name is Lamine Fofana, and I have a special guest today. His name is Bennett. So you guys might know him. He goes by the name Kuhn, K-U-H-N, and from a crew of DJs and producers, talented individuals, putting out incredible music for a while now, for a second now, but it's about to get crazy because we are going to get into their world. I'm going to talk to Bennett, and he's going to play some music for us to. You know, for those who are less familiar with their sound and their movement, to just get a little bit of get a little taste, and for those who are lucky and around the New York City area, for places where you can catch them. This right now playing, this is the new Teen Girl Fantasy single. It's coming out on RNS Records. It's titled Motif. There's an excellent remix on the flip from Actress on this. And prior to this was an excerpt from KTL. And I played a Vatican Shadow. A very lovely, relaxing track. The title is Bin Laden's Corpse, and it's from an album. Washington buried Al-Qaeda's leader at sea. It's out on Hospital Records. And of course, that was Grouper Liz Harris at the start of the show. All right, enough talk. Enjoy the new Teen Girl Fantasy motif. Sorry, and of course coming right up is Kuhn from Astronautico. Okay. And let me introduce my guest. This is Bennett, aka Kuhn. Tell us where you're from and what you're doing here.
Hello, New York City. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you, Lemieux, for having me on this radio show.
No doubt.
91.1 is definitely one of the few FM radio waves that I occasionally land on. So I'm very happy to be here. I'm originally from Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
From Long Island, New York, from Huntington, on the north shore of Long Island.
Cool.
It's a suburban town where there isn't a whole lot of musical culture, but you'd be surprised. I have a lot of friends from home who are all really musically talented. And in fact, my whole crew, the three guys who founded Astronautico, myself, OB City, and Paul Jones, were all from that one town in suburban Long Island.
Cool.
Grew up playing instruments and jamming in bands and nonsense, but yeah,
nice.
Began producing music and definitely.
That's cool. I mean,
that was a long time ago.
It's cool, and it's good to have you here. Then tell us about Astronautico. I mean, that's how you guys started, and you know, and but you're all based in Brooklyn, in New York now.
That's right. Yeah, we all kind of live around Prospect Heights, Crown Heights kind of area in Brooklyn, and we've been there for about 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Really like that part of the world, and yeah, we began making music all by ourselves in different colleges that we went to, kind of in isolation from one another. We began making electronic music. Like I said, we were old friends, but we didn't know that we were all doing this kind of our own thing,
mm-hmm.
but separately. And then when we all graduated from school, we began sharing music with one another, and we discovered that we were all like into the same stuff.
Oh, cool.
So around that time, Paul Jones had a radio show up in Montreal called Astronautico. He named it that because he thought it had the space of Astro and the ocean of Nautico, which was kind of like two infinities colliding.
Nice.
So we just jumped on what Paul was doing, basically, which was he had just begun a blog to share his radio shows and contact artists who he was playing and all that stuff. And we were making our own tracks, so we decided to throw them up. 2009, we threw up some tracks for free on that blog. And then ever since then, it's just developed slowly. We began releasing EPs, like individual EPs from each of us. Mm-hmm. And then last year, we had been throwing parties in Brooklyn and meeting more musicians, and we decided we would try to start releasing music from other people, and mm-hmm. we became a net label.
Nice. And who are some of the people's? We're going to hear them. Like, going to hear some of the music you've been releasing.
Definitely, yeah. I'll be playing some stuff. Especially, want to play you guys stuff that's not even out. But yeah, definitely. We were working with a lot of artists right off the bat from the East Coast. House, originally from around Baltimore, mm-hmm. lives in Providence. The Range, also a Providence local, and then Time Warp from Boston. Raja from New York. These guys all form sort of a crew, and they're all actually all four of those guys and another musician are coming to Brooklyn next week. I know we were gonna try to talk about this show that we're planning, but
yeah,
there's a big party on Friday night. Astronautico is throwing our first big launch party in Brooklyn for what we're hoping will be a series of parties.
Nice.
At Free Candy in Prospect Heights. It's an old parking garage / car wash that was renovated into an amazing art space full of ultraviolet paint, and we'll just be bringing like really good music all night.
Nice. And, you know, you should give us a little bit of sample of what people will be hearing.
Absolutely.
When they make it out to Free Candy.
Absolutely. You ready for it, Lemmy?
Yes, I'm ready.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Thank you. Yeah, this one's from EMV. Nice. This is out on Matthew David's record label, Leaving Records. Peace to Matthew David and all the energy coming out of Los Angeles. Nice. Forthcoming, Astronautico, Times Day Tripper Records out of Osaka, Japan. We haven't even put out word about this one yet, but it's a collaborative project.
Nice.
Seven American producers with Astronautico all sampled the audio from Seven Samurai off of VHS tape and remixed it. And then seven producers from Osaka, Japan remixed the Magnificent Seven off of VHS tape. So it's about cultural exchange. Broadway. This is a new original collaboration with Robot Koch from Berlin. He's collabing with myself.
Oh,
Dropping some old school jungle here.
Nice.
This one's for the heads.
That's cool. And this is Urban Shakedown.
One on one, I had a brutality, one piece, and love in the community. 1995. This is life.
Life.
All the time we send for the fire is lighter.
Yeah, this is Slime Beach, the last single off of my last EP out on Civil Music. Shout out to Travis Stewart, Machine Drum.
Yeah, man. It's crazy track.
A big track. A big year for that guy. Amazing.
Yeah. Is this from the album or the EP?
This was just released on the extended version of his LP from last year, Rooms, that just dropped in April on Planet Moon.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. And this is just a taste of what to expect if you go to Free Candy on Friday.
That's right, yeah. If you just check out like facebook.com/astronautico.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Just check it out. We're gonna be playing music all night, bringing in five of those artists who I mentioned earlier. They'll all be playing their own music, originals. And we have projections from Paul Jones, who does videos for us and curates an amazing Tumblr called Fat Dudes. fatdudes.tumblr.com. And
all right.
Yeah, it's as good as it sounds.
Nice. Okay. So big shout out to Paul Jones.
Yes, definitely. Yep. This is a new one called New York. Shout out to New York.
Nice. That's cool. Yeah, it's a brand new one, you know, from the man himself, Kun, sitting right here. Just dropping more heat on July 4th. Like it's nothing, you know?
It's not hot enough. It's not hot enough.
Yeah, man.
Shout outs to Raja, Lord Raja himself, of New York fame. This kid's only 19 years old. He's been doing this for years already. Tough stuff.
Nice tits. Money in the morning. Money.
right, all right. You just heard so much good stuff from Kuhn. Can you just tell us a bit, especially that last track that you played by Obesity?
Yeah, for sure.
The projects and everything behind that, real quick. We have 1 minute.
1 minute, yeah, for sure. Well, that's just, like I said, that was a collaborative project with a group of Japanese producers in which we each remixed audio from a different movie. Seven Americans took on Seven Samurai, and seven Japanese took on The Magnificent Seven. And
Nice.
So it was cool.
Nice, okay. And I played a bunch of stuff from, you know, can give them all a big shout out and tell them about the party, like Raja.
Raja, Obesity, Time Warp, The Range, House, M Constant, Paul Jones. They're all going to be playing at this one night on Friday night in Brooklyn. It's on the C train. It's at Clinton Washington stop on the C train. The venue is called Free Candy. It's only been open for about 6 months. It's a fresh art space. Full of amazing visuals, and we'll be playing this kind of music all night. So if you could imagine yourself shaking to this kind of music, grab a friend, grab anyone you know with loose morals and no pretensions, and come on out, and we're gonna have a really good time.
Nice
cold beer, big bass.
That's great.
What more do you need?
Just extend the 4th of July celebration.
Oh, absolutely. Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Okay.
Happy birthday to my girlfriend. Hi, Mom.
Nice.
Let's do it.
Okay. Cool, man. It's been a pleasure having you on. The station is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. And stay tuned now from What Up.
نراك انت Yeah.